हरे कृष्णा। इन दिस वर्ल्ड इट इज ओनली आउट ऑफ फूलिशनेस दैट लिविंग एंटिटीज आर ऑल वेरी ग्रीडी चेसिंग आफ्टर द मेटीरियल ऑब्जेक्ट्स विच आर मिजरी प्रोड्यूसिंग एंड अक्यूमुलेट दम मोर एंड मोर टू इन्वाइट मोर एंड मोर ट्रबल बट ओनली सम ऑफ दम कम टू नो दैट द मेटीरियल डिजायर्स lingering in the mind are the cause of such greed chase on a rat race. But even after they know the material desires are pain producing, people continue to remain materially attached. They are difficult to give up. But only when one comes to knowledge, one understands that these material desires have to be dismissed because they are the cause of my misery. So when they align with the scriptures and act as per the order of the orders in the scriptures, and gradually by performing their duties and by cultivating detachment and by alignment of the scriptures and by awareness of the knowledge of the soul, at least theoretically, and gradually the heart gets purified, at which the knowledge awakens. And when knowledge awakens, one develops detachment more and more strongly, up to a point where one renounces the world mentally. So just like a coconut withdraws itself, or like a supari, it withdraws itself inside into the shell. Similarly, one develops detachment from the material body and the material world around. This is actually the qualification for sannyas. One is supposed to take sannyas. But you will see the bhakti marga is such a most merciful process that even a person with impure heart who has not yet given up his mentality for fruitive activities, who is still having material attachments, one whose knowledge is not yet awakened, one who is like a commoner, even such a person is allowed entry into the path of bhakti yoga. And he is allowed to make an effort in rendering devotion service to the Lord to the best of his capacity, and subsequently the purification is assured depending on individual sincerity. Why this path is so merciful? Even if a pickpocketer is put behind the bars, he is put for 3 months, he can't come out. On the other hand, another person who is destined to be hanged tomorrow, you know, he may be released by the Prime Minister or President of the country, because he has put a petition directly to the Prime Minister or the President of the country, who has the ability to release him. Even a person who is destined to be hanged, such a major punishment. Similarly, none of the demigods are capable of releasing us in this world, even from the smaller problems. But if one takes shelter of Krishna through the chanting of the holy name, he can release us from the biggest problems, which others cannot even consider releasing us. So therefore, one should take to the chanting of the holy name for these reasons, that even though we are impure in heart, knowledge is not awakened, the detachment, renunciation has not yet awakened, still we are allowed shelter in the Guru Parampara, we are allowed to chant the holy name, we are allowed to call the Lord even in this impure state. And another thing is, the Lord is Lord's capability or power, which is so superior in comparison to that of other devatas, who all can at the most benefit the jiva materially. So the path of bhakti yoga can take one from the most downtrodden position and put him in the most uplifted position. And that is possible for anybody born in any caste, creed, color, nationality, gender. So therefore the chanting of the holy name is so much extolled in the scriptures, even in the other ages, but all the more so in this particular age of Kali Yuga, when all other dharmas go to the background, owing to the great disqualifications in the Kali Yuga jivas. Whereas the chanting of the holy name comes to the forefront as the singular most powerful, glorious method of deliverance for all the jivas who have a long list of disqualifications in this age of Kali Yuga. Harinama Prabhu ki.